Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So it looks like no DeJounte Murray tonight. Non-COVID. Sick. All right. It is the Detroit Pistons, and joining us right now on the WayForward.com hotline, we love her work. She does an amazing job for Bally Sports, and she is a friend of the show, Lauren Jabari, joining us. And Lauren, we were talking about the loss the other night with the Hawks and what happened with the Spurs. It's hard to even come up with words as to how you could play so well and then so bad to finish the game. I'm just curious, like, I know guys were ticked off after the game about losing, but what was the vibe? Because tonight, I'm expecting them to come out and respond.
Yeah. Hi, first of all, happy Taco Tuesday. Favorite day of the week.
Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday. But yeah, I mean, it was incredible that they could put up 80-plus points in the first half and then come out and put up only 35 points total in the second half. And maybe it came from relaxing a little bit. Maybe it came from overlooking opponents. But I think the biggest thing that I took away from it, and especially from head coach Quinn Snyder, is, you know, he's never one of those guys that gets mad. He's more disappointed and finds ways to fix things. And so he came into the postgame presser and he's like, why did that happen? Obviously, we need to learn from it. We need to learn that we, one, cannot let our guard down. Two, need to continue working. And three, cannot overlook our opponents. We need to focus in games like that where we are up 20 or we're down 20 on playing our game and playing every single possession the same way, regardless of if we're blowing a team out or getting blown out. So I think it's just learning from that. And I feel like tonight's going to be a good test going up against the Pistons team that, yes, is scrappy. They have some good additions since the trade deadline. And I know that they're 1-9 in their last 10 games, but this is another game that the Hawks can't overlook, especially with their positioning right now in the Eastern Conference and, you know, kind of making a push this final 11 games of the regular season.
It is Lauren Jabari with us. Always have to talk to Lauren after a tough loss like that. Terrible effort in the second half down here in San Antonio. It has been interesting watching Quinn Snyder kind of experiment with the rotations. Lauren, I know that I was asking to see more A.J. Griffin. I got to see some of that the other night down in San Antonio. Do you think he's just in a combination of, yeah, we're trying to hold on to our position in the postseason, but he's also he's constantly evaluating these guys and experimenting and tweaking?
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where, I mean, he's still trying to not necessarily figure out what he has, but just, you know, see what works and see what doesn't work. And the one thing that he said, too, it's all dependent on the matchups, right? Like, if we need more defensive effort, you put in a different guy than if you need more shooting or sharp shooting, you put in a different guy. So it just depends on the team that they're playing, the matchups, and also injuries. I mean, Jalen Johnson was getting a lot of minutes, and I know Quinn Snyder really liked his effort off the bench, both on the defensive side and offensive side. He has a mild hamstring strain and groin strain, so he's going to be out and reevaluated next week. DeJounte Murray is going to be out tonight with an illness, so obviously someone else is going to step up into that two spot in the starting rotation. But it just depends on, one, the personnel that you have, two, the team that you're playing, and, you know, the kind of style that some of these teams play and what matches up best against that. And I think Quinn's, you know, doing a really good job of figuring that out.
What have you gotten from Quinn Snyder that you think is translating? Look, it's a little bit unfair, Lauren, to compare, you know, a guy that comes in 20 games, right, for 20 games. But we're still trying to figure out, like, okay, he's trying to incorporate some of the things that he thinks are going to work here over the last, you know, 11 and get us into the playoffs. But I think this is going to be a huge offseason for him. But that doesn't mean that some of this stuff that he's trying to get through is not cutting through. And I'm curious to know what you think is getting through to guys and what he's preaching.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the biggest thing for me is just the details in which he teaches and coaches with, and even listening into different timeouts throughout the game, like the adjustments that he's making in game and the way that he, you know, is just interacting with the players. Like, you could tell that they're really responding to it, which I think is really awesome to see. But just his attention to detail, I think, is the biggest thing that's a focus point for me. Just, you know, watching even just like the subtle things of like how to adjust your body in certain situations or spacing. And I know like coming in and only having 20 games here, you're not going to make all of the adjustments in the world. And you're kind of like picking and choosing the things you want to focus on. But I think one of the biggest things too is just defensive intensity. And we've seen that pick up from guys 1 through 5 on the court every single game. And I know they don't all always necessarily translate into results. But at the same time, if you're liking the habits that you're having possession to possession and getting better and becoming the best team that you can be at the end of the season, that might not be an NBA championship team at the end of this season, right? But if you're better than you were when you first came in, I think that's the goal, and that's something to build off of going into next year.
It is Lauren Jabbar, and she is a busy broadcaster. She's got the Hawks, and before you know it, baseball is going to start with less than, like, what, almost 8 or 9 days for each pitch. I know you'll be involved with the Bally Sports and the Braves broadcast. I mean, I don't know how much you've been able to focus on what's going on down there in Northport, but we're a little bit surprised that Vaughn Grissom is not going to be coming up when the club breaks camp.
I mean, it's going to be crazy to see what happens, but at the same time, I mean, he's a young guy. He's still learning, right? I mean, how old is he and Michael Harris II? They're 19. Right. How old are they? I don't even know how old they are. But they're young.
Yes, they are.
They're still learning. They're babies, right? Like, just because, you know, he's not necessarily the player right now doesn't necessarily mean he won't be the player come a couple months or even, you know, a couple weeks from now. So we'll see what ends up happening with the Braves team. But I'm so excited to be covering them. I'm like full NBA right now, but as soon as Braves season starts and NBA's over, you know, you make that mental shift. I'm excited. I'll be on like 45, 50 games this season, both on the sidelines and hosting pre and post games. So it's going to be super fun.
Yeah, it is. It's an exciting time for the Braves and coming back off of a year where, you know, it's hard to repeat in any sport, but I'm totally with you. As far as the NBA is concerned, Hawks, Pistons tonight, then we go back-to-back or at the T-Wolves. So as we look at this schedule, and Mikey and I have been talking about this, Lauren, you know, the schedule, I don't know if it plays in our favor or not, right? Cavs, Nets, Mavs coming up, Bulls.
6 hardest schedule. Other teams got schedule left here.
How much is that? Do you think is that on the guys' minds as they get ready to embark on whatever the playoffs are going to look like for us, whether it's play-in, which it looks like now, or, you know, if we're able to move up and maybe secure the top 6 seed?
Yeah, I think it's, like, I mean, obviously people look ahead and they look at the schedule coming up, but I don't think it's something they're looking at like, oh no, we have the 6th hardest schedule ever. And they're talking about it in the locker room, you know, like I think that they're focusing tonight on the Pistons and bouncing back from the Spurs and making sure they get that win, because right now they're only a half game ahead of Toronto in the standings, and they're right behind Miami as well. So I know they don't want to drop down to that 9 spot where Toronto is right now, and they're sitting at 8 right now. So they need to get some wins, but I think that, you know, tonight and tomorrow are going to be good tests to see what they've learned and kind of taken a deep dive at practice yesterday from that Spurs game, especially that second half. Because the first half, I mean, man, they looked unstoppable, right? They scored 80-plus points. But it's that second half that they need to learn from to find that consistency. And honestly, it's holding each other accountable and holding themselves accountable on the court. And I think that they're ready to respond to that tonight. They looked hungry yesterday at practice. They looked hungry this morning at shoot-around. So I think they're just taking it one game at a time, not necessarily looking too far ahead and focusing on the task at hand, and that's the Pistons tonight.
It is Bally Sports. Lauren Jabbar with us, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline. And, yeah, we talked about it Friday night. I mean, that's a great win. Now, granted, Golden State's terrible on the road, but that was still a big win against, you know, that's the defending champions. And then you don't build on it, which I guess, Lauren, gets back to, we are just what we are. We're a 500 team. I mean, that's, you know, all the ups and downs, the injuries. And there have been less injuries than last year. I just think this team doesn't play defense well enough.
I think that they have played better defense in the last few weeks, and we've seen that. You talked about that Golden State game, right? Like, that's the best three-point shooting team in the NBA, and they held them to 28% from the perimeter. So I feel like it's getting there, right? It's always a work in progress. No one's ever perfect. I have yet to see a perfect NBA game where the team shoots 100 from the field and where the other team doesn't make a single point. But to that, like, you see the effort, and I feel like defense starts with effort and intensity. And I just think that the way that the Hawks have been playing, despite that second half of the Spurs, we're just going to take that one, wash it away, and just move on from it, which I think we all want to do. But I've seen the players step up on the defensive side and hold themselves accountable and also hold each other accountable. I mean, that game against Golden State, it was Trae Young that had the steal against Steph Curry that basically sealed the deal for the Hawks. So we're seeing individual guys step up in different situations, which is pretty cool.
All right, before we let you go, let's talk about what's really going on. What's your favorite food?
What's really going on?
What's your favorite food?
Oh, God. Tacos.
Well, because it's... Well,
tacos and dill pickles.
Dill
pickles? But not together.
Really? Well, that's why I was asking.
Yes.
You talked about Taco Tuesday, and I was like, do you not like Italian? I mean, like what's your go-to?
Oh, so, like, okay. I mean, if I'm just going to be fully transparent here, I love Taco Bell. Call me gross. Call me crazy. But give me a number three. Three crunchy taco supremes, no tomatoes, and a side of chips and cheese. And, man, you're having a good day.
Okay. Okay.
So, yeah, that's my go-to.
Lauren,
I think if, like death row meal, that would be, I mean, either Taco Bell or a filet. I don't know.
Wow.
I'd have to decide. I have to think about that one.
Okay.
But, you can take her to a nice restaurant, but she's comfortable just going in the Taco Bell drive-thru.
Well, I'm a crispy taco guy. I like crispy tacos, too.
They're bringing back the volcano stuff, too, by the way.
Are they really?
Yeah, those volcano tacos.
Oh,
like
my
gosh. The super spicy stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
And give me a Baja Blast. Then. Come on, speak my love language.
What? No beef Mexi melts?
You don't like the Burrito Supreme? Well, cool.
No Burrito Supremes. I'm simple.
I hear you. Well, hey.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.